You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Can I just read you a really quick text before we get into what we're talking about? Because I thought this was so funny this morning.
Please do.
My wife was all freaked out. She sent me a text. She's like, did you start the Roomba? I was like, no. She's like, this is like the third or fourth time it's happened. It just randomly starts up and starts vacuuming the house. And I didn't do it, Dom. I think we got spooks, buddy.
The Roomba with a mind of its own. Wouldn't it be funny if you had some Ghostbusters come out to the house and they say, well, your house is fine, but your Roomba.
That robotic vacuum you got over there. It's got the devil inside.
It's possessed. The possessed Roomba.
I think she texted me because, you know, we've got a few lights on Wi-Fi and stuff, and occasionally I'll turn things on and off on her, you know, just as a goof, or I'll bump the thermostat up to like 104 just for funsies. But yeah, so she's like, did you start the Roomba? Nope.
Wow.
Lord knows the floors need it, though, Dom.
Oh.
Lord knows.
Yeah, that's one of those that how can you be upset with it?
I know you don't quite get this because you got a house cleaner and you always got clean floors, but does not compute.
I'm aware of the device.
Okay, all right. You're aware of crumbs on the floor? I don't know.
But I don't own one,
right,
but I know that people love it.
Excellent, excellent. So there's my little story. We're talking about breakups now, aren't we? And exes. And the big post I put on Facebook today, what does your ex have and you want it back? It's just a simple, kind of goofy, funny question this morning, Dom.
Focus on the goofy and
focus
fun.
On the lighthearted aspect of this, and please stop commenting 10 years of my life, my youth, years,
my children,
my sanity, my years of tears. No, no, no. We're talking about like your favorite pair of flip-flops, you know? Ah, you walked out and you forgot your flip-flops.
You know, before we, I think Josh has a story, but before he tells us his, I will tell you mine is a clothing, and by now, and boy, will you laugh at what it is, but just bear with me.
Okay.
Have you ever had a sweatshirt or something that you love so much that you only wear it very sparingly and only occasionally because you want it to last
forever?
Yeah,
you don't want it to wear out, sure.
Yeah, you don't want to wear it out. And so I had, as a gift from MCA Records, I had the best-feeling, best-fitting sweatshirt ever, and it was for Bobby Brown. Do you remember that singer? Google him, kids. Formerly married to Whitney Houston, but he had, like, mega hits back in the day, and MCA gave me this Bobby Brown sweatshirt. It wasn't gaudy with like his big face on there. It was just a very...
That's funny. It's just visualizing you walking around with a Bobby Brown sweatshirt on.
I know, but it was the most comfortable sweatshirt I owned, and so I only wore it occasionally. And I'll be damned if someone, one time, because she was cold, grabbed it, took it, and then we split very soon after that, and I never got the Bobby Brown sweatshirt back.
Oh, no!
And 25 years later, I still think about it.
Man.
Every time there's a cold, chilly morning like right now,
you're like, man,
that Bobby Brown sweatshirt would feel great right now. What's so Josh's funny story? I got
to
hear.
Oddly enough, it has to do with like a sweater.
Very, very similar to that, Dom. In college, I was dating this girl and I really liked her. And it was one of our first dates. And I gave her my Colorado Avalanche hoodie. And you guys both know how much the Avs mean to me. So I got this one at an outdoor game, one of their first ones. So it was a really nice hoodie that I really liked. And she just so happened to choose that one on a odd cold morning. And I was like, no, babe, you can keep it. We're going to be together forever. It's going to be, you know, I'll get it back someday on our wedding day or whatever. And like 2 weeks later, we break up and never see each other again. And she ended up moving to Texas. And I wanted that hoodie so bad. I reached out. I was like, I will pay for shipping. I'll do anything to get that hoodie back. And she never replied. So,
oh, you even offered to ship it.
Sydney, I hope you enjoy that hoodie out there in Texas.
She'd already given it to her new boyfriend.
Probably, and that hurts even more.
Now, why did you give it to her? What did you tell me off the air was the reason?
am I allowed to say that?
Probably not. I
no,
didn't hear the
story, can't
so
say.
I'm
he can't
sure
say.
We want to
he
take
was
a
just.
It
he
was a chilly morning.
He was very thankful, Dom. And so he gave. He's like, here, take my hoodie. Thank
I was like, take my
thank
favorite
you
hoodie.
Oh my! Let the mind wander.
Now the stories that we get from listeners don't have to be clothing items
at all.
It can be anything as long as it's something that you look back on and you can laugh about it now.
Yeah.
But you still kind of wish you had it back.
Elise, real quick on Facebook, wrote in and said, I lost my entire set of Lord of the Rings books.
Oh.
All of the books. Sitting there on the nightstand, probably got mad, walked out. Oh, my books are still there. No.
303-691-1MIX, 691. 1649 is how you get through.
Those are probably like 10 cents used on Amazon now. Aren't they?
That's true. mean... Aaron, a dude Aaron, A-A-R-O-N, says, it's another clothing item, but I let my girlfriend use my New York City hoodie that was the best-looking, best-fitting hoodie I've ever had. We broke up soon after that. She told me she'd accidentally left it somewhere. And we both knew she was lying. I'm sure she uses it all the time. And then he writes, grr,
Aaron, grr.
There is something about the clothing items that have the perfect fit and feel, like I was talking about with mine.
It's hard to recreate that, you know?
You can't go shopping. You can't find it. Mo wrote in. It's probably short for Maureen. She says, I made the horrible mistake of letting my ex-husband borrow my snowblower. And he proceeded to sell it before he moved to Florida.
Smart move.
For whatever reason, I've never replaced it. I'm still pissed about it all. You do not let your ex-husband borrow your snowblower.
Every time it snows. And the more R. I got three. Hank, Mark, share. Hank says, my beer bottle cap collection.
Uh-oh.
I had beer bottle caps from over 1,000 bottles of beer. I walked out and left them. He says, I could have made a cool piece of art with those.
Doubt it.
Doubt it, Hank. Did
Probably
you leave your talking fish over there, too?
Take me to the river.
Mark wrote in and said, I lost my kick-butt surround sound system. We would always watch movies at her place, so I wired up a $5,000 Bose system. She cheated on me 2 weeks later. Cher, final one. Cher says, I lost my Dyson hairdryer. It was at his place the day I found out he was sleeping with my best friend. He still has my $400 hairdryer and my lifelong friend. Sad day for me.
Oh, sad day.
Sad day for Cher. And her hair's a mess.
Are we taking line one or no?
We can. You want to do it? It's Josh. I don't know. Somebody's really chatty with Josh.
Hello, Will. Good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Morning. How you doing?
Good, buddy.
We're fine. What's the story?
I had an ex a few years back. Gave her a 1-carat emerald still sealed in the jeweler's case. Do a lot of gem hunting at the moment right now and have a good collection. I wish I could add that back to it.
What happened?
It was just, you know, one of those falling outs and... Mm. In remembrance of a lot of the things that we gave each other going through some stuff, I remembered that that was one of the things I gave up. And
oh, man. What do you think that gem was worth?
That's what I'm wondering. Yeah. What's the price tag on it?
I can't recall at the moment, but, you know, they always fluctuate, too. There's always
roughly.
Ballpark it.
Roughly 1 carat.
$65. I'm going to say.
I thought you were going to say
$65.
I was waiting for $6,500.
Lord, Will, I'll send you a check for $65.
I'll go get you out of a rock out of my front yard and give it back to you, Will.
Broken up. I thought we were talking about like a $10,000 something or like 10.
Well, Dom, it was polished. You said it was polished.
No.
You can get rock polishers at Target.
Were you as surprised as me?
I thought he was going to say $6,500.
Yeah, I'm waiting for like $10,000. You go $65.
Well, that's the sentimental aspect behind
dollars?
It, too.
Okay, well, come
it
on,
it could
Will.
Be the reason you lost her, Will. You gave her a polished rock. I probably would have left you, too, buddy.
He's like, look, this really means a lot to me. This is a $60 rock.
We love you, Will. Thanks for having fun with us.
If you did.